This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
I ordered the Derech Hashem's, not the Sefarim, but copies, so hopefully... So he spoke over here about the kesher between the two halakha and neshama, and now Dalet, Perek Rishon, in Sif Dalet, the Omnom, Afal Pisha Kranua Derech Klal Nefesh Achas, even though we're talking about the Nefesh, he lumped it together as there's a higher neshama and a lower neshama. It has many, many different madrigas. There are many nefashas, many neshamos, levels of neshama, that sort of are intertwined like a chain, where you have each piece is a unit by itself, and yet it's part of something big, bigger. Umekiv okumayshu mekula nivas ha-shel sikmashu roi-lo, kein mikol eila madregis ha-nafshiyas nivne klal ha-nefesh ha-nefesh ha-chayinu. All these madregis together combined to give that nefesh. Bekulam kshur subizu, they're all tied to each other. V'achroina v'nefesh ha-tachtoina, v'tachtoina v'dam k'mashu ha-chayinu. I want to talk a little bit about this and discuss some other things about this. I'm going to use a mashal. Many years ago in Yerushalayim, there was the person puts out these big fat calendars. Dava Beito, I think it's called, Matre Ganot, was giving a lecture about Smanim, things of that nature. He's a Chassidishing man, Vishnitzing a man, Tremendous Talmud Chacham, and extremely knowledgeable, knows astronomy really well, understands it really well, very, very good. And he was trying to explain some of the basics to people in the audience who basically didn't know anything and were also not terribly schooled. They didn't go to school. And he was trying to explain the concept of an angle. And there was a fellow there asking him, like, is a 45 degree angle big or small? Like, how can you say, like, between the moon and this place is a 45 degree angle, and then in the table is a 45 degree angle? Make up your mind. 45 this or that? And he obviously, math wasn't his strong point. He obviously didn't begin to understand the concept of absolute numbers and proportions. It was one of the things that. And the person didn't even seem to be able to get it, but that's the mashal. One of the maddening things when you look at Sfarim, and this is a pchin of this, this is a pchin of that, sort of thing, it always seems to go differently in different places, different ways. Nothing, you know, it's like you're like, okay, so tell me, what exactly is chachma? What exactly is bina? What exactly is it? And the answer is, it really is not anything at all. It's a proportion. It's a certain structure. So when you talk about all the olamos, you talk about all the spheres, you talk about the shapes, all of these things, you're never talking about something specific. You're talking about a relationship. So in one case, in one aspect, something will be this. In one aspect, something will be this. In one aspect, something will be this. And you can keep, like, for instance, the system of counting of 10. So you can have 10. Each one of the 10s can have 1/10. And each one of these 1/10s can have 1/10, which is hundreds. And so on. It's a wonderful system because, A, it allows you to be able to zoom in and zoom out. It also has certain klolim. 3 and 4 will always equal 7. It doesn't make a difference if it's the smaller scale, the larger scale, the middle scale, 3 and 4 and 7. But what 7 we're talking about depends where you're talking about. So all of these things that we're talking about, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayichidu, which are the names of different aspects of neshama. Well, guess what? The nefesh itself has these 5 things, and each one of those 5 things has these 5 things. And every sphere has also sub-spheres. It's since we're talking about proportions and we're talking about relationships, the relationships are always the same. There's something that's on the top and something at the bottom and something in the middle, but what and how and where do you apply it to and so on and so forth, that varies. So he says, even though I've used a sweeping term, a higher neshama, we're not talking about one entity that's not divisible. It has many, many halakim, and Chazal give us names for different halakim of the nefesh. The things that we need to remember is every aspect of it can be identified by its own quality and where it fits into the whole. That's a very, very important understanding. If let's say I have a corporation that makes, I don't know, some widget, whatever you want, and I'm showing somebody around, and I tell them, you see this fellow over here? Yeah, he's amazing. He's a rocket scientist. He knows how to make rockets. So I'll look at him and say, so do you make rockets? No, we make tractors. So what's his thing? Oh, he just designs the brakes on the tractor. So his being a rocket scientist has nothing to do with his place in the factory over here. It might be a wonderful description of a person that is so knowledgeable, but has nothing to do with it. So whenever we describe different spheres and different olamos and anything you want, we first try to understand the parameters of what we're talking about. What is chesed? And how does it fit into a bigger picture? How does it feed into a much bigger picture? Those are two elements. So this, the mashal that he gives here is an amazing mashal. And it's not his own. When you have rings like this, each one really is a self-contained unit. It exists without the other ones. But here, it's part of a chain. So whenever I'm describing this ring, I want to describe what the ring is and what function it has, where is it located in this chain over here. And that's where you'll find an expression of the Hishtalshlus of Olamos. Hishtalshlus is like a chain of rings coming down, Shalshalus, and Hishtalshlus is when it, you know, when you keep adding these rings, because most of our Kaddish Baruch who's doing in this world works that way. Everything has its own description and an understanding of what it contributes to the bigger picture. Where in this chain does it lie? So he says, and that's why the mashal uses here is a very, very specific mashal. It's a mashal of a chain with links, because each link is its own metzias and it's part of a chain. Okva efsha sheistalku tzas men chalokim elu bizman min hazmanim v'yeshuva akharkach. A person can sometimes lose parts of it. O yitvas v'le madregas v'elchem achakein v'lo yeroya roishim kozev uklal, without feeling its effect. Ki kvar ein pe'ulos anefashe le begufta v'murgash v'mosifin ogorim lo b'chias lo b'hergash. So he's saying there are parts of the neshama that are so far removed from the guf that any change in it is really not perceptible. Let's take an example. It's an example he's going to use. We have a neshama yisera that comes on Shabbos. How many people feel the neshama yisera? But I understand something. If my neshama changed, shouldn't I feel it? The answer is, it is so far up the totem pole that its change, the change that's felt, is minimal. Moshe Adavadoma. If I'm working in a corporation, and the person on top of me is removed, someone else takes over the job, I will feel whatever change. Nicer person, more difficult person, whatever. If I am at the bottom of the totem pole, and 25 rungs up, there's a shift in power, maybe there'll be some sort of imperceptible sense, maybe not. The guy in the guy in the mailroom is not going to feel a big difference if the person who heads the corporation has this vision or that vision, or the other vision. The mailroom is the mailroom. So I don't think they have an email room. I think they just had a mailroom. So you don't feel the change. A person who is lower enough, the change of having a nefesh added or taken away is really too imperceptible. So he says, "V'lo yirah rishon kol zavuguf klal ki kvar impuls and fashas elu beguf to murgish." The effect of that level of neshama is not felt in the guf. Then a mosif from a goron or bechiras or a hegesh, they do not add more life force or feelings. Elu pulasam b'mashu in yonesh la adam b'mitoy. It's something that speaks as to the essence of the person, to the pnimius of the person, and to his kesha with lamala. Kifi mashiroi lekoshevam. Vehine miklal ze hu inyan aneshama yaseir shabo b'shabes kodesh v'asma tzoy shabes. That exactly is the difference of the neshama yaseir that comes on Shabbos and leaves motzei Shabbos. Vein biyosav l'tzosin goshaguf. For a normal person, there's no sense of that. They say over about, I forgot which rabbi, I think it was the Rabbi Mendel of Vitebska, that he lived in Tveria in his later part of his life. And some Meshugna went around saying, Mashiach is here. And he stuck his head out the window and he said, no, the ear doesn't feel any different. So he's in a Madrega where he felt that if there would be some sort of change in the world, he would feel it. If you need to be very in touch with your ruchnis to feel that. But we, the Neshama Yisrael comes, Neshama Yisrael goes, there isn't really a sense of difference in us. So you're talking about normally, some, like it says that the guf is nana, you're talking about Motzei Shabbos. So it's a zeichel adavah. It's something which is, you know, since we're supposed to be betzar, this helps us, the neshama. It's also a type of hanoi that's more ruchnis. But I don't think the psalm is not restricted to only people who feel the Shabbos going away. It's supposed to be a zeichel adavah. Vihine. I once heard, somebody once said over from the Kloisenberg, I think, it says that you're supposed to hide the knife under a cover when you bench, because Maisa b'chaser echad, that when he said of Neir Shlayim, Yer Kredesh, he became so depressed that he almost killed himself. So we keep it. So the person asked, really, how many people are you choshish for their lives, that if they say of Neir Shlayim, they're gonna commit suicide? So he said, no, the pshat is the other way around. We cover the knife so that people should know once upon a time there was a world with people who were really in touch to the degree that saying of Neir Shalayim threatened their lives. So it's not to remind, not to prevent people from committing suicide, but they're telling people, you know, there were some people that was that. That's why Chassidus Shavuot was like that a lot. Vehine. Klal Chalkei Neshama Mesalek HaMishra. So Chazal, the Medrash Rabbah, gives us five basic levels. And again, like I said, these five levels are more a relationship. They can be parts of something bigger, parts of something. But there are five. Nikreim, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. So basically, Nefesh is that life force, that the basic life force that every animal has, every human being. It's our drives, instincts, strivings, things of that nature. The ruach is the part where bechira manifests itself, where it vacillates, between should I connect to my nefesh or the neshama. The neshama is something which has the ruchnistic impulses in a person, the desire to be more than just the guf and so on. That's what the ruach, that's what the neshama is. Chaya and Yechida are two parts of the neshama that we are totally out of touch with. It's something that we have no shaykhis to. It exists, but we really can't tap into it. It does say that Yechida is the place from where a person has the ability to be most nefesh. The most fundamental instinct in us is to preserve our lives and to live. The ability to give it up for something comes from the deepest part of Hashem, which is called Yechida. But it's not Chayin Yechida Bizman Azeh, meaning after the Chedor and Rishon, we don't connect to it directly in any sense of the word. Neshama, the Lashon it says is after the Chet, it floated on top of the head. What that means is it's not part of us all the time, but it's something that's Mashpia. So a person doesn't walk around all the time, you know, with all the Kedusha and the good things part of him, but it's something that from time to time inspires the person. And that's how we connect to that. So basically, the neshama consists of many layers. He's identified 5 basic layers. Each layer has its own unique properties, and yet it works as part of a long chain. And nefesh is the lowest part of it, and yechida is the highest part. Yechida, makad shbroch, is yochid ba'lama. This is yochid ba'lama, so on. Okay, we'll hold it. Here. Yeah.
Obviously, it's not the same thing, but when Rabbi described the relationship with the nefesh, the nefesh ruach and neshama, it sounded kind of like the way that that we understand, like id and
yes.
Is,
yes. Okay. Yes.